All right, buckle up. This is one of my favorite topics. We're going to be talking about cash flow statement. The reason that this is so powerful is because a cash flow statement is an incredible tool that investors can use in order to gauge how their business is performing. And a cash flow statement doesn't lie. Most people will lie to themselves about how much money they spend on monthly expenses, right? If I was to ask you, how much money do you think you spend every month on groceries or entertainment or, you know, your Netflix subscription? You're probably going to lie to yourself, not intentionally, but because you just don't have a really good understanding of your overall numbers. Now, this cash flow statement allows an investor to determine how well they are managing their overall cash and how the business's money is being dispersed. Money in, money out. You need to know this information. So let's say you're applying for a loan. They're going to often ask you for your financials, right? Which typically includes tax returns. They're going to see a number of years of your tax returns. They're going to want to see your bank statements to see how much are you usually spending every month. And why is this weird March or April that did you spend so much money? What's going on there? They're going to want to know about it and your ability to repay a loan, right? But they also may want to see a cash flow statement. If you're a public company, a cash flow statement is required. For a small real estate investor with an LLC, it's not necessary, but it's a great way to gauge the health and wellness of your business. And in fact, I've told this story before. I've had a couple of friends who were in a high-level mastermind group and were no longer in this mastermind group for one reason. They were lying to themselves about how successful they actually were. And it turns out when we actually sat around a table and looked at the actual numbers, these individuals who had professed to be more successful than they actually were, that's really what happened. Their numbers didn't lie, and the cash flow was not as strong as they thought it was. And that's not to say that they were doing it intentionally, but very often, if we don't know those numbers on a spreadsheet, we're just thinking about these numbers, we're going to be lying to ourselves. We're going to sugarcoat the strength and success of our business and our investments. And that's why a cash flow statement really shows you the health and wellness of your business, and it doesn't lie. So you can see exactly what money is coming in, what money is going out every month. And at the end of the year, you can see what your strengths and your weaknesses are. Because you might say to yourself, wow, we really did not make money in this particular sector of our business. This was not a smart idea. Why are we selling t-shirts? That might be a thing that you just added onto your business and it's losing, you know, money for you and your company. Well, maybe that either we need to strengthen that because we really want to sell t-shirts, or we need to cut bait. We're not a t-shirt company. It's like Apple, right? Apple on Apple's campus makes computers. And at their main store in Cupertino, they would sell t-shirts. If you came to visit their store, you could get a t-shirt that said, "Welcome to the Mothership." It was their main campus t-shirts. It's the only place you could buy Apple t-shirts at an Apple store. And one of the executives came to Steve Jobs and said, "You know, we sell a lot of these t-shirts at our main campus. I think we should maybe start selling these t-shirts at our other Apple stores." And Steve Jobs said, "No, we are not a t-shirt company. We are a computer company." And that ended the discussion there. He knew his strengths and he knew his weaknesses. Maybe you spent too much money on cabinets in a calendar year, but you can assess whether or not your cash flow covered your expenses. Do I have enough cash flow coming in from tenants or other areas of cash flow that could cover us putting in all of those cabinets, right? You need to be able to pay attention to that. Do I have enough cash flow to cover those expenses? You can DIY a cash flow statement, or you can get one from your accountant, and you can delineate the type of cash that you have coming in. You know, how does your LLC make money, for example? You know, where are the different income sources for your LLC? For a real estate investor, it's going to be rental income. Okay, then write down everything that came in that particular year. And then I want you to compare it to your expenses, your mortgage payments, your repairs, your taxes, your insurance, your property management costs, all of those things. That's where you get really honest with yourself, because most people just focus on that cash flow. And again, I go back to that high-level mastermind group. This is how much money I'm making. This is how much money I'm making. Oh yeah, let's see those expenses. How much money are you really making? Oh, you're lying to yourself. It's a really important tool for you to understand what's actually happening with your rental income. Maybe you'll learn that, you know, there's a weak link in your portfolio. Maybe you'll look at the 30 rental properties you own, and this one is such a dog, you know? This one is such a dog. This one keeps taking money out of my pocket. Why do we own this property? Oh, because it was our first one and we fell in love with it. But yes, honey, it continues month after month, year after year to be the dog of our group. We should consider selling this thing. It's not performing for us. Today's episode is brought to you by Crowd Health. Are you overpaying for health insurance? Are you worried about America's crumbling infrastructure around healthcare? Well, you should be, because America does not have good healthcare. And I got to tell you, Crowd Health offers a more flexible and affordable healthcare option without the hassle of insurance. Now, I've spent quite a bit of time talking to the team from Crowd Health, and I am just blown away by what they've been able to do for people. Crowd Health is a community of people who are tired of paying into a broken system, which is the U.S. healthcare system. You know, being in a Crowd Health community helps actually saves you hundreds of dollars a month, and you put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. So how does it work? Well, it's flexible. So membership is as a monthly subscription. You can start or stop whenever it's convenient for you. It has simple and transparent pricing customized to fit your needs. Crowd Health lowers your monthly healthcare costs, and you can see any doctor that you want to. And you use their app. It's super simple to use their app. You can find any doctor in the country with a quality ranking score. Scan the bills, throw them away. Crowd Health takes it from there. Press a button to receive virtual care anytime, anywhere, right through your device. Again, this is why they have an amazing offer for my listeners, because they want you to try this out. Get your first 6 months for just $99 per month. That's a savings of almost 50% off their standard pricing and a lot less than one of those crappy high deductible health insurance plans. So just go to joincrowdhealth.com/99. Again, write this down. Okay, it's joincrowdhealth.com/99. Enter the code investing when you're signing up, and you are going to get a savings of a lot of money. Your first 6 months for just $99. Again, that's a savings of almost 50% off just for using that code that I gave you. Again, that's joincrowdhealth.com/99, a promo code investing. Crowd Health is not health insurance. It's a community-powered alternative. Terms and conditions may apply. We have a video here on passive income and the truth about passive income. I would absolutely want you to check that video out. We'll link right here in the card so you can go check it out. And it's how to regularly maintain your portfolio and look and nurturing your portfolio month to month, year after year. So go check out that passive income video as a side note. Now, it can be easy to focus on what's coming in. Oh, we got $2,000 this month in cash flow. That's great. That's great. Oh, we had some expenses, but I'm going to overlook that. And guess what? Those expenses might start adding up. A cash flow statement is a great way for you to judge what expenses are acceptable and which ones are not. Are you, for instance, an owner of a property in Florida in your portfolio? Let's say you have 30 properties, but this one property in Florida continues to have to get a new pool heat pump fixed over and over again. And you keep having to spend thousands of dollars a year to put in a new pool pump. Guess what? Maybe if you invested in other areas where you didn't have to worry about a pool, you wouldn't have these expenses. So these are things you can start to look at and adjust going forward and over time. So I want you to head over. We have a much more comprehensive video on what it will take for you to create financial freedom through real estate investing. Go and watch that video right now, and we'll see you next time, everyone.